The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Mara Schiavocampo, journalist and beauty obsessive. Keeping up with beauty and wellness trends is a lot of work, so let me do it for you. Today on The Trend Reporter, a spa for your lady parts. The Spot founder, Cindy Barshop, on the most popular treatments, ranging from improving sexual well-being.
It changes the way you orgasm.
To addressing problems like urinary leakage.
One treatment is like doing 69 hours of Kegeling at home.
To some good old-fashioned pampering.
It's kind of like a facial for your bikini line.
Everything you want to know about the beauty and wellness trends worth knowing. Hey guys, so I get a lot of PR pitches. I probably get like dozens a day for this show. And I love getting pitches. I'm very grateful to get them because that's how I learn about new things and fun things. But most of them, though they're about great people and great products, are not, unfortunately, the right fit for me and for us. The pitch I got about today's show caught my attention immediately because it's about a spa for your lady parts. It's called The Spot. It turns out there are a lot of treatments and procedures to make sure that we look and feel our best down below. Some of them you are probably familiar with, like waxing. Some of them you may not be so familiar with, things like the O-Shot or the Kegel Throne. Procedures like these claim to address everything from sexual wellness to urinary incontinence to good old-fashioned cosmetic issues. One quick note, ladies, please make sure to consult your doctor before undergoing any treatments, especially to our most precious parts. Joining us now to break it all down is the founder of V-Spot and women's health entrepreneur, Cindy Barshop. Cindy, thank you for being here.
I am thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I am so glad that I'm on your show. This is amazing. Very few women are open to these conversations.
I think podcasting is the perfect space for this because we did an episode, season one, called Love Your Lady Parts. It was about some treatments, and it was one of our best performing episodes. And I'm convinced it's because people can listen to a podcast privately. Like, no one has to know that you listen to it. You know, you're wearing your headphones.
Absolutely.
And so clearly, we're interested in these things when we have an opportunity to hear about them in a way that we feel kind of respects our privacy and our discretion. And everybody's different. Like I talk about everything openly, but a lot of women still want to have those conversations discreetly. So that's what we're here for today.
Right. And there's so many things that happen to our bodies pre-baby and post-baby that we don't even, there's like no source to tell us. And it's great places like this show that actually like opens it up and says, oh, I didn't know that's why I get vaginal dryness or sex isn't the same after I had my baby. Am I the only one who pees in my pants?
Right.
I mean, seriously, we don't, you know, also it's like a shock.
Everything I learned about life, like the lady parts and body after baby, I learned by, you know, through experience of having kids. And I kept thinking to myself, why didn't anybody tell me? Like, women have been having babies since there have been humans, right? Nobody, my doctor didn't tell me, my mother didn't tell me, my, like the other women in my sister-in-law has four children. She never thought to bring any of it up. And I'm convinced it's actually charitable. Like, we just don't want to scare each other. It's like, do I really want to tell this woman?
But the good thing is there's solutions out there. And really, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Women don't support other women like you are right now because they're like, I don't want to talk about it, not taboo, but you're taking the step. And I think that's why it's so popular is because you're actually helping everybody know what's going to go on and what type of solutions. And you're not alone. There's something you could do. You don't realize how it affects your mental state and your everyday life. And
yeah,
we just
100%.
Are used to kind of dealing with these little problems. You know, women are strong. We could deal with this problem. We deal with every problem that comes. So that's why I feel like we also pushed it aside. Oh, it's okay if I didn't orgasm. He orgasmed or she orgasmed. Not
right.
Fine. We're not fine. Right after I had my babies, everything changed down there. And I was like, this just can't be normal. I didn't know. I was peeing on myself. I had no sexual desire. It was just horrific. And luckily, I was in the place where I've been in the technology world before. And I heard about new technologies in Europe and that's how I came to open the V-Spot.
And who is your team?
Yeah. So I have the top Dr. Monica Grover, which is a double board certified gynecologist who's been in this field and is at the forefront of the field with the technology and everything. So she's here. I have a physical therapist, physician assistant, medical assistant, and then technician.
Okay, so let's get into these treatments because I'm excited to learn about them. Some of them I'm familiar with and some of them I'd never heard of before, and I intentionally didn't look them up because I wanted to be surprised. So the first one I have on my list is tightening. Now, what is that for and how does that work?
As we get older, the inside of the vaginal canal is holding up our bladder, everything. It's just the way we're made, and it gets stretched. Then we have the babies. So the tissue gets stressed, or we get older and it gets thinner. So those are the three different stages. So what we do is we, depending upon your age and other things, the doctor does an exam and we do either a radio frequency or a CO2 laser inside the canal. And basically what it does, it just brings back the elasticity to the tissue and it actually gives it a tightening effect.
Okay, but how does that actually happen? What are you doing to me?
It's a tube. It's a laser tube that goes in. What a CO2 laser does, it causes microscopic pinholes on the tissue, thousands of them. And your body says, oops, I have a cut. Let me fix myself. So what happens is the blood flow goes to the area and the cells start moving to fix itself. And that increases fibroblasts, the blood cells, which increases collagen. So it's the same concept when you do it for your face, but we're doing it internally. So that actually tightens and lubricates.
How much does that cost? And how many treatments do you need to see a difference, to feel a difference?
You need three treatments, depending on which technology. It's once a month. Altogether, it's about $3,500 for everything.
I mean, is it going to make a difference? Like, will your partner notice? Will you notice?
So you will notice. I don't really care about the partners at the V-spot. I care about the people that are coming in. You do it for yourself. Okay. And it's healthy for you. But some people, when they're loose, there's another thing. Your muscles could be loose too.
Okay. So the tightening is addressing not the muscle, but the tissue.
The tissue. And then if we find out it's the muscle, then we put you on the Kegel throne. So the Kegel throne, it's a chair you sit on and it uses what you call high fem technology. So it's like little like snaps you feel. And basically you need six sessions once or twice a week. And it's FDA approved for urinary leakage. But it also tightens because you're working the muscles, the Kegel. So it has two effects. One treatment is like doing 69 hours of Kegeling at home.
Stop it.
That's, I swear, there's never been treatments like this.
Well, you know, I was watching TV with my husband once and some woman mentioned that I haven't been able to sneeze without peeing since I had a child. And I laughed like uproariously and he looked at me and he was like, does that happen to you? And I'm like, does it happen to me? I'm like, if I don't have advance notice of a sneeze and like cross my legs and squeeze them super tight, I like the whole day is ruined.
You know, we laugh about the peeing in the pants, but No, as a single woman, you know, when it used to happen to me, I had it so bad. And there's a lot of women out there that it affected what I drank during the day. If I was going to a party, what I wore, do I put a pad on? Because you don't know it's going to happen. And I was living like that.
How much does the Kegel throne cost?
I think it's $1,800 for the six treatments.
Let's get into some of the orgasm stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm guessing the O shot is related to orgasms.
That's yes, just an
educated guess.
We utilize platelet-rich plasma. PRP has been used for years for sports injury. For people who don't know what PRP is, though, like your listeners, like when you're a child or when your kid falls and then you see that gooey white stuff, when we're young, our blood has super healthy stem cells. And basically that's the gooey stuff that looks like it's a cut, you know, it's like infected. It's not. That's PRP. But as we get older, we have less. So basically, it's collecting super healthy blood cells. So you take it from your arm. It's all natural. And it's been used for a lot of different things, like for the face, for rejuvenation. For also, it's painlessly, promise painless, because I hate pain. It's injected into the clitoris and the G-spot. So women who haven't been able to...
Wait, you inject it into the clitoris?
Botox hurts. This, you don't
For
feel.
Some reason, I thought it was going somewhere else.
No, in the clitoris.
You don't feel it?
You don't feel it. You really don't. I can't handle pain, so there's no pain.
Do you do numbing?
Yeah, we numb it. So it's a topical numbing and then an injection of a numbing. But
okay.
It's numbed before the injection.
I was not expecting that. All right. Okay. That's one place in my body I never wanted a shot, but you're saying it doesn't hurt.
If you're afraid of needles, I have a product for you. And it's not a fluff product. It's clinically proven. You put it on every day. It increases the vascularity for the blood flow. It changes the way you orgasm.
And what's the name of the topical product?
OH.
How much is the O-Shot?
The O-Shot is $2,500. And then if you just want the product, which works well, is $98.
Okay. And how long will that bottle last you?
About 3 months.
Okay. Lightening. This I was curious about. Is that like anal bleaching?
It is, but also the bikini. It's the outside of the bikini. After you have a baby, hello, it gets dark over there. If you have dark hair, thick hair, dark skin, ingrowns in the waxing that you did over the years, dark spots. Some people just get it because their legs rub. So really what it is, we do a treatment, we do a natural almond peel, and then there's products you go home with. It's about $300 for 3 treatments.
Okay. All right. The vampire breast lift.
It's very similar, and we have the most amazing results. I wish I could show it to you.
Like, are you going to flash
me?
No,
not on me. I was going to have them get me a picture because you wouldn't believe. Okay. It's the same concept of the PRP that, you know, for your faces, the vampire facelift. It's basically injected. And yes, you feel this one a little bit. You do. Into the breast tissue. It's for somebody who's, after you breastfeed, it's like a little bit droopy. It's to perk them up. It's not to change the size of your breast. It's not a breast augmentation, but it changes the tissue, the texture.
And how long does the effect last? How long will they stay perky?
So they stay for a really long time because it really takes up to 6 months to see the results of it. As of now, I've never had anybody come back and said, I need another lift, but we've only been in business for 4 to 5 years. So I'm assuming that after a while, you know, gravity takes effect and, you know, we age. So, you know, probably 5 years, I guess, 4 or 5 years.
So how does that work?
The PRP, the stem cells that are injected, it's taking the tissue and it increases the collagen naturally. So that's why it takes so long. So it's not just putting the blood in the PRP that's plumping it. It's your body creating more collagen and fibroblast there. And that's what does it.
Okay, so it's the same basic concept, because I've had this done on my face, mm-hmm. where I got microneedling, you know, where they inject you with all the little mm-hmm. needles so that your body will, you know, trigger the wound response, and it's supposed to create more collagen that makes your skin look better. And then also my dermatologist drew some blood and she spun it out in the centrifuge and she took the white part and she rubbed it all over my face and she was like, it's liquid gold. And how much is the vampire breast lift?
$3,600. And you need one of them.
Okay. And it's just one treatment.
Right. And you do feel it afterwards. You feel a little bruised. There's no downtime. Like you have to stay home from work.
Okay. How many needles do they stick in?
It depends. It depends on what you want to accomplish. A lot of women just want the little lift. People are all different, you know, based on how they breastfed or just how you age. So it's more of an artistic way of doing it.
Is there a place on your website where we can see befores and afters?
I have it right here.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting. Can you stay from here?
I can. Oh, that is a big difference. But it's fuller in the places where, because I have that kind of hollowness on top from breastfeeding mm-hmm. too. And it just seems like it kind of replaces that.
Yes.
And then this one sounds just fun. Gold wax and vajacial.
It's kind of like a facial for your bikini line. And I just, being in the field, put a little gold in the wax. It's a 24 karat gold because it helps with just kind of the blood flow and healing because it's a calming agent. So yeah, so you could have just a little pampering.
I love that. And who deserves to be pampered more than our lady parts? They work very hard. They bring so much joy to the world.
I was just saying, this is so much pleasure to everybody around.
Let's give them some gold wax. I love it. How much is the gold wax and vajacial?
I think it's $175, I think, for the whole thing. For the wax.
For the treatment.
The whole treatment, yes.
Okay, got it. I love that you are prioritizing women's sexual health and overall health. Where can people find more information about you and also about V-Spot?
VSpotMediSpa.com. That's MEDISPA.
And where are you on social media?
At VSpotMediSpa and at Cindy Barshop.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm @MaraSCombo. You can also check out The Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Campo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.